Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Donald Trump promises to act with historic speed and strength to fix every single crisis facing US ahead of his inauguration as the US president in Washington tonight. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses with his Japanese counterpart progress in bilateral cooperation and developments regarding Quad. Uttarakhand Cabinet approves Uniform Civil Code Manual. Sialdah Court in Kolkata to pronounce quantum of sentence to Sanjay Rai for rape and murder of doctor of R.G. Kar Medical College this afternoon. Today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. And in Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club to take on Delhi SG Pipers in Ranchi. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Ahead of the ceremony, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Speaking to a packed arena, Mr. Trump promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the United States.
We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much.
The inaugural ceremony has been moved indoors due to forecast of intense cold weather in Washington, D.C. The last time an inauguration was relocated indoors due to severe cold was in 1985 during former Republican President Ronald Reagan's second swearing-in. As part of the official transfer of power, Mr. Trump will also deliver his inaugural address during today's swearing-in ceremony. J.D. Vance will take the oath as Vice President. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. The ceremony will be attended by several foreign leaders, including Argentina's President Javier Milei and Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the progress in the bilateral cooperation and developments pertaining to Quad. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Yong. In Uttarakhand, the state cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code UCC manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set a precedent for other states of the country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to the media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed his optimism about the UCC's impact. He stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India.
माननीय मंत्रिमंडल में इस बात पर हमने चर्चा करी है कि जल्दी से जल्दी हम डेटों का चूंकि सारी तैयारी होने के बाद चूंकि भारतवर्ष में सबसे पहले यूसीसी लागू करने वाला राज्य देवभूमि उत्तराखंड बनने जा रहा है तो सभी चीजों की समीक्षा करने के बाद हम जल्दी ही डेटों का ऐलान करेंगे.
The Uniform Civil Code seeks to ensure that all citizens are governed by a common set of laws in matters of personal relationships, promoting equality and justice. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said Bihar is the land of the genesis of democracy and it has inspired the civilization. The Speaker said as presiding officers have great responsibility to serve people through legislative process. Addressing the inaugural session of the 85th session of All India Presiding Officers Conference in Patna today, Mr. Birla raised the concern of maintaining the decorum and prestige of the house of the legislative bodies.
2025 ka pitasin adhikari sammelan नए संकल्पों के साथ नए विचारों के साथ देश के लोकतांत्रिक संस्थाओं को सशक्त मजबूत करते हुए देश के 140 करोड़ लोगों को इस लोकतांत्रिक संस्थाओं के माध्यम से उनकी आकांक्षा पूरी हो ये सारी जिम्मेदारी पीठासीन अधिकारी के रूप में हमारी है.
Sialdah Court in Kolkata will pronounce the quantum of sentence for Sanjay Rai for rape and murder of the PGT doctor of the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital today. He was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday last week. The judicial magistrate said the evidence submitted by the investigation agency, CBI, proves that Sanjay Rai is guilty in this incident. The body of the PGT doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the R.G. Carr Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjay Rai was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI and CBI is charge-sheeted against Sanjay Rai in the case. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the youth are the asset of the country who will contribute to nation-building and prosperity. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India's culture is bound together by the unity of its 140 crore people and the development of each individual reflects the development of the society. He also urged the people to prioritize discipline, unity and national integrity in their lives as these are the foundations of a nation on the path of development. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for a cultural renaissance in the country by reconnecting with its rich heritage and classical languages. Speaking at the foundation stone-laying ceremony of Bhavan's Nandlal Nuwal Center of Indology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted the interconnectedness of Indian knowledge and its global outlook. He reiterated that India has always strived for peace and harmony. The Vice President expressed anguish over the misrepresentation of India's history by colonial powers, who often dismissed the nation's traditions as unscientific.
I feel deeply anguished to admit that the first draft of our history was written by colonizers. Colonial rule imposed an external framework on our education system. And not only that, contemptuously they dismissed indigenous traditions as unscientific and irrelevant. It was their mental gap.
The Department of Posts has organized a three-day event to mark the celebration of 75 years of the adoption of the Constitution of India in New Delhi. The event is taking place at the National Philatelic Museum and offering a variety of fun and engaging activities for visitors of all ages. It aims to engage citizens in reflecting on the values enshrined in the Constitution while fostering a sense of unity and national pride. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that the Indian Constitution is a guiding light to take the country on the path of progress and prosperity.
नौजवान हमारे विद्यार्थियों को हमारे इस फिलैटली के म्यूजियम में लाकर एक नई जागृति हमारे देश के संविधान के प्रति फिलैटली और डाक सेवा के प्रति उजागर करने की कोशिश की गई. हमारा संविधान हमारा ग्रंथ है. हमारा संविधान देश को विकास और प्रगति के पथ पर अग्रसर करने वाला मार्गदर्शक है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in fray for 70 seats. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month, while counting will take place on the 8th of February. And now news from the Maha Kumbh 2025. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India has enforced robust measures at a massive scale to ensure the availability of safe and hygienic food for millions of devotees at the Maha Kumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. By deploying food safety officers, mobile food testing labs, food safety on wheels, and through awareness campaigns, FSSAI is at the forefront of ensuring food safety during Maha Kumbh Mela. We have more from a correspondent.
FSSAI, in collaboration with Government of Uttar Pradesh, has deployed 10 mobile food testing labs along with food analysts to cater to the different sectors of the Maha Kumbh area. These mobile food testing labs have been conducting on-the-spot testing of food items for adulteration and spoilage. The Mela is divided into 5 zones and 25 sectors with food safety officers deployed in each sector to regularly monitor hygiene and safety standards. To strengthen surveillance, a total of 56 food safety officers have been deployed across the area. Hotels, dhabas and small food stalls within the Mela premises are also undergoing regular inspections to verify food quality. These comprehensive arrangements spearheaded by FSSAI reflect the government's unwavering commitment to public health and food safety. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Mahakumbhnagar, Prayagraj.
Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has said sustainable circularity can drive the country's growth and reshape the future. Addressing the International Conference on Sustainable Circularity in New Delhi today, Mr. Yadav said the transition to a circular economy is not a choice but it is imperative. The minister also highlighted the automotive sector's critical role in meeting Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has said that efforts are on to ascertain the cause of the mysterious deaths of 17 people in Badhal village of Rajouri district in the past 45 days. Mr. Sinha said the health and other departments conducted an investigation into the matter, but the exact facts could not be ascertained. The police has formed an 11-member special investigation team and efforts have been made to ascertain the cause of the deaths. The Interministerial Central Team has started investigations in collaboration with the local administration. The team has been assisted by experts from animal husbandry, food safety and forensic science labs. Three Israeli women held hostage by Hamas since 7th of October 2023 were released yesterday in Gaza as part of a new ceasefire agreement. They are the first of the 33 Israeli hostages expected to be released under the deal, which also includes the release of 90 Palestinian prisoners. We have a report from a West Asia correspondent.
The three released hostages have been reunited with their families in Israel. Among the Palestinian prisoners freed was prominent political figure Khalida Jarar, a member of Popular Front of the Liberation of Palestine and the Palestinian Legislative Council. The agreement outlines a comprehensive exchange program scheduled over the next 6 weeks involving the release of 33 Israeli hostages and approximately 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Simultaneous to these exchanges, a significant humanitarian aid operation is underway with plans for 608 trucks to enter Gaza daily. In a major humanitarian initiative, the United Arab Emirates has launched its largest phase of Operation Shuar last night, 3, sending 20 trucks carrying 200 tons of essential supplies to Gaza. The ceasefire deal, described by the negotiators as a day-to-day process, faces significant political challenges with Israel. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
In the Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Delhi SG Pipers today at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. The match is scheduled to start at 6 this evening. In the men's sections, Ranchi Rar Bengal Tigers will face JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela, with the match set to begin at 8:15 in the evening. In the Tata Steel Chess Tournament being held in Wijk aan Zee, Netherlands, Gukesh will face world number 2 Fabiano Caruana of the USA in the round 3 today. Gukesh remains unbeaten after becoming the youngest world champion in history last month in Singapore. In the other matches, world number 4 Arjun Erigesi will take on compatriot R. Pragyanand, while another Indian, Leon Luke Mandonka, will compete against Pentala Hari Krishna. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ensuring road safety with Mahmood Ahmed, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, and Anil Chikara, Transport Expert. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to experts relating to road safety, such as do's and don'ts, responsibilities of various stakeholders, such as citizens and government. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Donald Trump promises to act with historic speed and strength to fix every single crisis facing U.S. ahead of his inauguration as the U.S. president in Washington tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses with his Japanese counterpart progress in bilateral cooperation and developments regarding Quad. Uttarakhand Cabinet approves Uniform Civil Code Manual. Sialdah Court in Kolkata to pronounce quantum of sentence to Sanjay Rai for rape and murder of doctor of RG Carr Medical College this afternoon. Today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. And in women's hockey, India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club to take on Delhi SG Pipers in Ranchi. And with that, we end the Midday News.